All right. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Talented Slackers Walker Texas Ranger podcast.
Wow. It's been a while for that.
Yeah, I know. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, and to my right is...
It's Francisco.
And we're back. Yay.
But I thought that was just for movies. So what?
Oh, well, yeah,
we need something for Walker.
Yeah. Oh, Walker.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, yeehaw. Yeah, I got the gun. You got the yeehaw. What you doing there, boy?
Yeehaw?
That's rough.
Yeah. I respond to that.
But, you know, a lot of people say, why are you guys doing a Walker episode? There's already Roundhouse Roulette.
And they're good.
And they're very good. You know, yes. we can't take anything away from them. I
was talking about them last night, in fact.
Were you?
Yeah, actually I was.
Yeah.
Tell my sister about them.
Have you been listening to their episodes?
I am so behind on their stuff.
Oh, have you?
But still, the fact that they ventured away from not just the show, but like, oh, let's talk to the people behind it. I was like, oh, that's badass.
Those are interesting. Yeah. One of the things about Walker, and I think, I don't know if I told Roundhouse Roulette, is that not only are the Walker episodes on Peacock, but they're also available to buy on iTunes and Vudu.
Which looks like that's what you did here?
That's what I did. Because I love these shows.
Was that recently that you bought this?
Yeah, like maybe December, maybe.
Oh, cool. Okay,
somewhere around there. So, but yeah, you know, the Roundhouse guys, they're really good at this. They've got their own little scorecard.
Yeah.
How many Roundhouse kicks? you know, everything, and they got sound effects and everything with the which is funny, you know. They also recommended to me some episodes of Batman.
Oh, yeah?
And there was one, they said that there was one where, I think he was like, you should watch this one, especially with today's climate and everything, and especially how we are, how I talk about women and everything. That there's an episode where this female character wants to replace the police force with nothing but females.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, being that it's Women's Month, apparently.
Women's History Month? Whoa.
Yeah.
Ooh, what did I just talk over?
Nothing.
Good timing.
That maybe we should do that episode as well.
Okay.
So we'll probably have to maybe throw that in there after the QT episode.
I can see that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and just get that one out of the way.
7 hours of podcasting.
Yeah.
Edited it down into two.
And then... apparently, the Mr. Freeze episode that we mentioned on the last one, that we were going through all the episodes.
Wait, so he was even in that? Batman 66?
Who, what?
Mr. Freeze?
Yeah, remember we saw the blue guy? We were looking at it. We were looking at the other episodes.
I'll go along with that.
Yeah, and he said that was a good episode, too. He says, instead of saying, like, wild, he says viled or something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, let me see. He's right.
Wait, was that like an after, hey, stay tuned next week for... And then they showed him?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, in case I've never mentioned it, my memory sucks.
There he is right there.
I vaguely remember seeing that. Okay.
And I think apparently the actor got replaced as well. Maybe he was difficult to work with. Kind of icy with everybody. Right? Yeah, this episode we're tackling a Walker Texas Ranger episode. And this one is very special to me. Because... Because
it shares a name with one of your favorite movies? Money Talks.
Yeah, Money Talks. This episode is season 6, episode 15, Money Talks. This is why. This building right here.
Okay.
I used to work next to this building.
What is this building?
This is the Marriott.
Where?
In Westlake.
Huh, okay.
So all this, that's in the back. There's a bunch of people like swimming, having fun. This is supposed to be a resort in this episode.
Okay.
Which makes me laugh because I'm like, that's not a resort.
But hey, you can do whatever you want if people aren't familiar with it.
Now, see that piano right there?
That's not a piano.
No, it is a piano.
Oh, okay.
One time
see that black man?
He's black. We had a fire drill.
Yeah.
Something happened at the building I was working at. We had to go into the Marriott to wait until they cleared the building. I'm playing on that piano.
Doesn't even look like you. How long ago was it?
Oh, this is almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
Somebody said, hey, can you do an impression of what's his name? Ray Charles.
Oh.
So I said, okay. I was like, I'll do the impression. I'm going to look right at the camera. And I just turned the other way. I'm smiling for the camera that way.
Very nice.
So, yeah, that piano, I played on that. And let me show you.
Hey, it's Mitch Pileggi. I was just thinking about him yesterday.
Yeah.
That's so random.
I liked
him
in
that. Is he still alive?
Yeah. Okay. He was doing like Sons of Anarchy and all that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
he was. Okay, because I'm like, man, someone needs to hire him. I haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah, he was on X-Files, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's head of security on this episode.
That's so funny. I was really just thinking about him yesterday.
And now we see that he's actually part of the bad guys because they're messing with the electrical system and the phones and everything. Let me see. Solana Boulevard. This is located at that resort slash Marriott. That's located on the Solana Boulevard. And let me show you.
Okay, so there's a West Lake, there's a North Lake, there's a South Lake. Hold up. I'm sorry. Did they just show us Dallas' skyline?
They did. They like to do that on this. Yep. There's a
Dallas. And then we cut to Fort Worth. Stockyards. That's shitty. Okay. Is there an East Lake?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Is that what Trophy Club is or what?
Probably, yeah. Okay, so there's the pool that they were at. Looks okay. Kind of different.
Yeah. Wait, were you taking these pictures while you were there waiting for the fire alarm?
No.
I was like, damn.
When I saw this episode, I was like, holy fuck. I was like, I know exactly where that's at. That's, you know, I've gone in there because there's a Starbucks in there.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And I would always go in there to get, you know, give me a coffee, of course.
Yeah.
Because I used to work late, like 5 to 2.
Okay.
And I would just go give me a coffee just to stay up. Yeah, dude, so seeing it on this, I was like, holy shit. And the building I worked at, they use it. Now, CD is explaining to them that he's going to be head of security. There you go. So he's going to be with the rich and famous. This whole thing is going to be a big old takeover by Mitch Pileggi.
Huh.
And nobody's going to miss CD. See, oh my God, that's back. That's the back area of the building. See, he's going the wrong way.
He's going away from the building?
Yes, because back there, you see that back there? Watch.
Yeah, that looks like a footbridge, not even like you should drive on it.
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
See, he's going towards the parking lot where...
Oh, no, I see cars going. Okay,
okay, see back there?
Yeah.
That red building back there?
Yeah.
That's the building I worked at.
Oh. Okay.
The resort that he's supposed to be at is over here.
To the right? The
right.
Okay.
So he's going towards the back where we parked at in training.
Huh, okay.
And because I used to walk that area right there to get to my car. Oh, my God, this is so crazy. This is when I first started working at that place. And there's a Joe's Pizza inside that that area back there.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's a resort right there. So he's going the wrong way. See, he's it's crazy to me because this is geographically crazy.
And he's just pulling up to the valet. I'm like, where the fuck are you parking?
It's like he went into the parking lot that's back there. It's actually back there.
That's funny.
And now he's pulling up over here. It's like, where the fuck are you going, dude?
So from this angle, he's standing outside the building. He just drove like 200 yards into the background.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Exactly. And later on, Alex is going to drive off to the side. I'm going, where are you going? That's the underground parking lot. You're not escaping anywhere. It's something else, man. Seeing where you worked and seeing it on, especially with Chuck Norris, and I'm just like, oh shit, man, me and Chuck have been in the same place.
That's so funny. I remember one time when I was in, I think I said this before, one time when I was over in Georgia visiting my dad.
Uh-huh.
I'm hanging out with my younger siblings in one of the rooms in the back, and he and his, you know, my stepmother are in the living room. All of a sudden, hey, Cisco! I'm like, yeah, what's up? Yeah, I'm running. Because I'm not used to him yelling for me. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh shit, what? Hey, look! Fort Worth, because he, like, I don't know if he was watching or if he was just flipping through channels, but yeah, it was like downtown Fort Worth, or maybe it was the courtyard or something.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh yeah, what are you, is this Walker? Yeah. Or he's like, I don't know what this is. I'm like, yeah, this is Walker, Texas Ranger. Yeah, they film over there. Like, I feel so bad that I kind of deflated him. Hey, look, it's the hometown. I'm like, that's what they do.
See, oh wow, oh my gosh, those tables right there.
Yeah,
we had those in our building too.
Did you have girls like that bikini top over there?
No, we didn't have none of that. Otherwise, I'd be all over that.
Like, I'd never quit that job.
Yeah, Mitch is kind of dick measuring with CD over here. They're just kind of... Oh, there's a scene in Sons of Anarchy. Because he plays the white supremacist in Sons of Anarchy.
Really?
And in season 2, there's an even bigger white supremacist played by Adam Arkin. And he's a guy that looks like a discount George Clooney.
Okay.
Okay. And so in the show, he uses big words. South Park?
Yeah, where's that?
Yeah, I have no idea. He uses big words in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's like in his own world.
Okay.
And so he tells, he gets Mitch Pileggi he goes up to the white supremacist guy and goes, man, I want to bring him down. I want to bring down the Suns. And he goes, would you like recompense for their actions? And he just kind of looks at Mitch, kind of looks at him. He goes, it means revenge. He goes, I know what it means. And he goes, yeah, I want to hurt him. I don't know why, but it just made me laugh. It's like a serious scene, but it's all, I think it was made for laughs too. Yeah. And it just always makes me laugh whenever I see that scene. So he's also working with the sheriff here, who is a woman, you know, good for her. I hope she got that on merit, not other things.
Oh, my God. Okay. Did they always do that? I feel like I'm noticing these weird little zoom in.
Yeah, things. It's just, you see, like, they're doing this right here where it's like.
Oh, it's, who directed this? The guy that directed that movie we were just watching?
Which one?
That's what it looked like.
It did, right?
It looked exactly like that. Let me just overlay some black and white
shots. So right here, this little girl is skateboarding through the front.
Yeah.
Where the lobby is at. Now, and they serve good hamburgers there at this place, too. Oh, my God. They're so fucking good.
I wonder if they still are.
So, okay. She's going to the lobby. Right here, you'll see the... if you go there today, you'll see all the airline schedules.
Okay.
And then here comes... There's the glass door. Nobody dresses like that. Like that bellboy. Did you see the bellboy?
Yeah. With the weird... what do you call it? Top hat?
Yeah.
How many times are we going to see her coming out of that area?
I know, right? So, and then there's this little spot right here, the pyramid. Okay, she's about to go into traffic where cars are coming through. Nobody can park right there, by the way. Oh my God, this is my area. Oh my God, I love it. And bam, nobody goes through there that fast. It's 10 miles per hour, by the way. Yeah, that pyramid right there.
Yeah,
that's like the famous landmark of that little spot. This guy's an asshole. This is the father of the little girl right here. He's a rich, famous guy. You know, he's like, oh, I got a young wife. This guy, he played Grady Hunt on Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
He was an asshole. He made one of the players play like shit because he was putting pressure on him.
Huh.
So yeah, CD takes a liking to the little girl. You know, he sees that she's being neglected. And here's the area right there. There's the Marriott. That's where the red truck was just now going through right there.
Okay, yeah.
And she was coming out of there.
Huh.
But yeah, you can't park in there. You can only park on one part, and it's right over here.
So those cars that are parked right there, that's not real parking?
No.
Because that looks like that shouldn't be parking.
No, it's not. It's bullshit. Fucking movies are bullshit, man.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's like, it looks like it's a walking place.
CD is basically filling in for this guy, the guy who got shot at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And this dude is like, oh, welcome to the team, pal. Glad to have you. This is Dallas. I don't know. I hate it when they film in Dallas. Dallas ain't shit. Except for when it's RoboCop.
No, but awful. Even then, they use, like, the outskirts.
Yeah. Oh, now they're copying Beverly Hills Cop 2 right here. You know, Tony Scott kind of did it better. This is in Irving right here. This is a studio in Irving. You can take tours at this studio.
Wow, she's...
Perky?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex just showed up and she, you know... Thing with Walker. Walker's okay. Like swinging dick, right?
Are they finally together?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're together. They're not married, but they're finally calling it a thing.
Okay.
And Walker, he walks around with a swinging stick, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to notice every episode is now starting with like the other guys. That movie, The Other Guys, with Dwayne and Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it just shows them like already in a car chase and
gotcha.
they're shooting this and that, and then it's like, holy shit, this dude's like Lethal Weapon times 10. When you're a guy like that, someone like Alex here, you know she's like all over that, right? She's like, I'm locking down this motherfucker.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's the power.
Yeah. She's turned on by Mr. Lethal Weapon here. Lethal Weapon in his pants.
You mean Lone Weapon?
And, you know, there was that one episode where whenever Walker saves the day and this lady comes and hugs him, and she comes in and hugs him too, like, oh, you ain't getting my man. But I will say, as the show goes on, the prettier Alex gets.
Yeah, something, is it her hair straightened or what's going on?
I think so, yeah. Like in the first few episodes, it's like, oh, she looks kind of 80s-ish.
Yeah.
Like 80s vibe.
Yeah, 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 I'll go along with that.
You know, and now it's like, okay, you're looking better. You know, not, you know, she wasn't ugly before, but.
Right.
You know, she's just, oh, look at Chuck. He's checking out that woman. They're that playful couple.
Yeah, I like it. Look, we can't up-res this video shot here.
Yeah. So what else have you seen him in, Mitch?
Shocker,
that's what it was. He was
the bad guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so random that we're watching him today. I forgot why he popped in my head yesterday. But I was like, yeah, that guy needs work.
You should see him in Sons of Anarchy. He's pretty good.
All right, I'll get to that show one day.
Look at this car that he's driving, that Walker's driving.
Yeah, what is it?
It's like a
Ferrari or something?
I think so. I don't know. A Pontiac? It's a rental. But what's crazy to me is that he's going from Stockyards to, let's just say Stockyards, okay? He's not in Dallas.
No.
Okay? Let's see how far that is from each other.
The Stockyards are on the northern side of Fort Worth. A lot of people say downtown. No, it's not near downtown. It's a few miles away. Historically, it used to be a whole other town. Nile City got incorporated several years ago.
Okay, yeah. Hang on a second. Let me see.
Yeah, that's why it's several miles from downtown, because it's a whole other town.
So where they're at is Solana Kirkwood. That's the name of the street that they're at, the exit.
They made him hold the camera that way so it would block the brand.
Yeah, right? Don't they do that, don't they?
Yeah, they usually tape up the brand where you can't see a brand.
Let's see, Solana Plaza. So he's only like 23 miles from the Stockyards to there.
Only.
He could have driven his truck.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to put miles on it, you know?
Probably not.
You know, he's like, oh, my car is getting kind of...
Or maybe, no, he's trying to keep up appearances. He doesn't want to show up with, you know, clay or dirt all over his truck.
Well, look at this truck right here. It's showing up with, like, fucking mud all over its tires.
And he's like, Jesus, look at this fucking old man.
See, this is just like Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Please taste it. He stuck his finger and pulled some clay off the tire tread.
Because in Beverly Hills Cop 2, oh, yeah, there it is, Village Circle. Oh, let me pull that up. Let's see if this will... And they do have golf cars like that driving around.
Look at this poor guy, already balding. He's like 23.
La Scala. There it is. That's Joe's Pizza right there. La Scala. That sandwich place right there, that isn't there anymore. Okay, so there's that right there, Village Circle.
Okay.
And they're driving through here.
Huh.
In that area. Because La Scala is down there.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, that's... And those signs right there on the left of CD, those are still there too.
How recently were you there that you know this?
Like, seriously, like I haven't been there in a minute. But from the last time I was there, like maybe 5 years ago, that was all still there.
5 years is a bit of a long time.
Not to me. Not to me.
Okay.
The plants and all the trees, like that right there, that's where all the plants are. That's the whole aesthetic about it. There's a restaurant right over here. The Blackest Brother in Texas.
What?
Trevette. Oh, look at this motherfucker over here with the red car. Fuck that motherfucker. So, yeah, look at that.
Wait, but is that the same red car that Walker drove up
in? It looks like it, yeah. Well, I think that's a Viper.
The one Walker was in?
You can't park there. That's the fire lane.
That doesn't stop people.
Yeah.
I know. I deliver pizzas. It's people in fire lanes all the time.
It does look like the one he was driving.
Yeah, the lights look similar. The headlights. Like, well, we're running this thing for the day. We ain't just going to waste our money.
They're going undercover.
Yeah.
Into this resort to see what's going on because there's already something amiss.
Right, you yell at those POCs.
So there's the lobby. This is where the restaurant is at.
What are those bird feeders?
Yeah, it's like these little houses. They were there last time I was there. That blue wall isn't there. That's I think it's glass now. And there's the bar, and you can order food right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time at that bar, did you?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I need a drink here and there.
You're like, I got an hour. Load me up. Pineapple rum.
The furniture's different. It's a lot more spacious because there's not as much furniture there now. They probably did it for the shooting. I don't know.
And this is just an office building, or what are we looking at here?
This is the resort.
Okay, the hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
They keep calling it a resort, but I'm the whole time I'm thinking that's not a resort, that's a hotel. Look at her legs. Damn, she got great legs. Look at her. So the richest of the rich are there, and Mitch Pileggi's gonna rob them all.
So this is Die Hard.
This is Die Hard
ish.
Who's No, you can't go against Alan Rickman, right?
No.
As out of who's better?
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a contest.
Mitch or Alan. Man, Alan has it all over him.
Yeah. What's better to eat, food or mud? I'm going to go food.
You're right.
Yeah. Is that the same guy that I just said looked familiar? Who is that?
I don't know who that is. Let me pull this up.
He probably is somebody, actual real rich person from Dallas.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to look at it like, oh, hey, that was the mayor.
Their acting isn't all that great. So maybe that is. I don't know where that's at. That's nowhere near the resort. I'll tell you that.
That's why it was shot on video.
Yeah. I think that is up in Trophy Club, though. This golf area. Because I think there is a resort out there where you could golf and shit. You know?
Okay.
So there's that.
Meanwhile, it's going to turn out that guy is like Clay Cooley or something. He's like, you know, one of our local car salespeople.
Right? Yeah, they probably would do that.
That's going to be like Joe Huggins or something. I don't know if that's what the Huggins guy's name is.
Well, this place... Holy shit. Trevette can't golf. So, yeah, CD's making friends with this little girl because she's kind of... She's an abandoned child.
Right,
yeah. Like Gordon said in the... Oh, wow, look at that.
Seriously, what's going on with her?
Hello. She's...
So, I was just wondering, usually when you film stuff, you got to turn off the AC because otherwise the microphones will pick it up. So, right now, I was wondering, like, since that's a big open area, did they not have to do that because... It's far enough away you can't hear it, and I'm thinking they had the AC on.
Still. Yeah,
that kind of. She was nipping. I feel so like hard. That answered my question. Yeah.
Oh, somebody knocked. So Mitch sent CD out to the shed, only to get knocked out by some mysterious asshole.
Was there blood too?
No.
Okay. Pretty much, you just killed that old man.
Damn.
But I came out here because the other guy told me to. What the fuck?
Goddamn, Chuck! Chuck just tackled this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Chuck's like, you knock him down. Why don't you try and come knock me down?
Yeah, he's like, if I give him just a spinning back kick to the head, that'll kill him. So let me take him down first.
He could. Oh, he should have shot Walker right there, right? And Walker did that Max Payne move where he just jumped.
I haven't thought about that game in years. Somebody brought that up the other day.
Did they? Yeah. Wow. So, okay. Walker goes... A day, maybe. How many kills do you think he has?
He wasn't killing people in the first few seasons, was he?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
He was just arresting motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Beating the shit out of them and then arrest. Oh, and he's going to leave the dead body there.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, where are they going?
There's what? Walker just takes off to the resort. The resort should be closed now.
Yeah, resort security can handle
that.
Yeah.
Crime scene.
He's still golfing.
My God, and look at him. He's not even dirty from that tackle. You know, he's just... That is crazy. That resort should be closed now.
Yeah. There should be a whole bunch of stuff happening and not happening right now.
See, that's why I like CSI now.
Oh, okay.
They take a lot of liberties on that because the CSI analyst, they don't question the suspects. It's the detectives that do it. But they're there saying, why do I have your blood on this body?
Right.
Maybe I was bloodthirsty. Yeah.
What?
You know the Miami Vice joke? I mean, CSI Miami joke?
No.
That, you know, like, let's say they find a dead body in a private club.
Okay.
David Caruso will do this thing where he'll go, they go, oh, yeah, we found this body in this club. You know, it's only for the rich of the rich, blah, blah, blah. It's a private club. And he goes, maybe he was dying to get in. Puts his glasses. Yeah!
Okay. I got you.
That's what he does, and sometimes they do that on CSI. Yeah. But I'm surprised Walker doesn't do that on this. But that turned into a big joke there for a while. You know, is it every episode
always a pun and they throw in the glasses?
Yes.
Damn it,
David Caruso, man, he's fucking crazy, man.
And what was it? He was too good for TV. I'm gonna be in movies.
Yeah.
And a few years later, all right, I'm back on TV. No, 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 but why did they suddenly go careening into this pond here?
They were... Oh, he wasn't... Trevette wasn't paying attention. That looks like Jackass, dude.
Wait, look at this guy when they cut to his face. Yeah, she looks bad, but look at him.
Oh, man.
He just looked like, I would fucking kill you.
Yeah.
God. Did he wait? Did he not take the money?
No, he didn't take the money. Ah. He didn't want to do that in front of the daughter. You know, he'll probably come back later and be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, because I know earlier when she tried to give him money, he said something like, we can't do that or we can't take that or something.
We can't take gratuity.
Yeah.
That sucks, though, man, because, you know, at the end of the day, when they check out, they sign for the bill, right?
Yeah.
So they got to have gratuity on there, right?
Not necessarily.
No? Oh, I don't know. Okay, I thought. Because I wonder, who does that tip go to with all those workers if they can't take gratuity?
I feel like it's one of those, like, we pay them well enough that they
don't need that. Okay.
Yeah, that guy's making $25 an hour back in in that year money.
Yeah. Do you see those tits over there? Forget about it. Right back there. Look at that. Oh, hello.
Huh.
Nice and young. Oh, this is that was that couple that was next to that Viper.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Funny. Really, we're not. So they just pulled that out themselves?
Yeah, apparently. And it still works, too. Like, she's not impressed.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't give a fuck.
That so looks like I shouldn't be parking here. That doesn't look like that goes anywhere. That looks like it's a dead end back
this
there.
This is that's a parking area. And you just go around that pyramid back to the
okay, exit. So it does at least go around. Okay.
It's a roundabout or a cul-de-sac or whatever.
Yeah, because it looks like it just tapers off there like, fuck, now we're just in the dead end.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you can go around. It's like this. You could just do.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Mitch is rounding up his mercenaries over here. They're about to take over this this resort.
Why are they in camo? Like, other than to show off, like, look, it's mercenaries, former soldiers, but, like, otherwise, how would that benefit them?
So nobody can see them coming.
Oh, my.
This is, they're getting ready to have this nice rich people meal. Have you ever been a part of something like that? You know, like, you ever gone to something like that?
Not that I can think of.
Not like a wedding reception or anything, but just, like, you're part of this group. You know, we're not Illuminati or nothing, you know, so I would never go to one of those.
Sure.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind experiencing that. Like, what do they eat? They eat, like, quail and shit, you know?
I don't know. Oh, you know what? When we, in my Arlington job, we had to go up to Ohio for this. We met up with the guys that we had just newly partnered with to make our shower doors.
Uh-huh.
And they took us out to a meal at some. It didn't seem all that fancy. It was like in, they lived in a small town, and we went to the downtown area where you can tell, like, oh, it's one of those downtowns where they still keep it up, but it's like a small, like, 3 or 4 block thing.
Yeah.
So that part was kind of cool.
Okay.
But nothing about the place seemed fancy, but I'm pretty sure we were all eating like $30, $40 meals because they were writing it off for business expenses. So kind of.
Oh, okay.
And then I happened to be sitting near the, I don't know if he was CEO, I don't know what his title, but the main guy of the other company, and like, we're half-ass engaging in conversation. I'm like, we live so different lives. I can't. He said something about his boat or something and something else. I'm like, I can't. I have no response.
Damn.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I just recently sold my boat. I didn't want it.
Yeah. I can't remember what he was saying. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. And then he kind of like, he dumbed it down like, how's your salad? Yeah, I can talk about that because I'm eating it. Yeah. Yeah, I wish I hadn't gotten the sardines with it.
Oh, my God, dude. He noticed that you weren't contributing, so he was like, so.
Yeah, I think we both kind of went like, let's talk about food or something. Yeah, it was just like, why am I sitting near you of all people?
Man, dude, oh, God.
And there's this guy again.
Now, that guy, I've seen him in something else. That guy right there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of where I've seen him, and I'm pulling him up. So there's Trevette. Look at that suit Trevette's wearing, man. He's like,
is it crushed velvet?
Oh, nice.
I'm really, all these Zoom cut things are bugging me.
I mean, that was part of the whole 97 to 2000 type of filmmaking.
I guess.
You know. So Alex is, oh, see, they're going the wrong way. You're not, hey, mercenaries, it's over there. The building's over there, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, but we can't drive that fast that way.
Yeah, they're just going to a parking lot right there. They're not going anywhere.
We're in a hurry to park.
They didn't want to pay. That's how they shot the guy.
We got to unload and get in there.
Oh, my God, dude. I would have that in a movie. I would do that in a movie. Like, they just fucking killed the guy because they don't want to pay.
Anybody got cash? All right, cap this man.
Let's see. What's that? This guy's name over here? Okay, so the takeover is now starting. That's Die Hard right there.
Yeah. And Trevette's like, I've been through something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is when McClane is talking to the limo driver.
Yeah, they don't.
Argyle.
Do they make any kind of joke about that? He's like, I might have experienced something
like this. No, they don't. They don't. But there was an episode where they're watching a Bruce Willis movie in a theater.
Yeah.
And he goes, and Trivette goes, this is the part where Bruce Willis actually loses to the bad guy. And you know, look at that guy's.
That shit looked like a face mask.
Yeah.
That guy's facial hair looked like I have a face mask on, but not covering my nose.
See, they were all surprised. They didn't see them guys coming
right.
in.
Yeah.
This guy, that other guy was Kevin Cooney. He was in Austin Powers, Bullworth, Legally Blonde, Mad Men, 7 Pounds.
Huh.
So he's been in a few movies. So Walker was kind of it was pretty popular. You know, some actors wanted to be on the show. It wasn't like, oh, it's a dumbass show in Fort Worth.
Yeah, it's a paying job.
Yeah.
You're saying you'll fly me out and I get to eat some steak? Okay.
Does Chuck Norris get to kick me? That would be the first question I'd ask. Do I get in a fight with Chuck Norris? Can we add that in there?
Okay, so I'm sorry. So this plan involved telling these people to call their banks to tell the banks to transfer money.
Yeah.
And the bank's just going to go with it.
Yeah. I mean, one would be like, I need you to transfer this money to this account. Hurry up, they're taking over this place, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know? Or be like, my passcode is 911.
Right. They'll have something built in like things are wrong here.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes a customer will have a password.
Yeah.
You know, if they're really rich or whatever, they can have a password or something to say. This like, hey,
yeah, if I give you this number, this is what's going on.
Yeah
I get it. Yeah,
my pin number is this,
because already my brain's like, well, it's like 8:30 actually. He already told us what time it is.
Yeah,
like, what fucking bank is open? I'm like, oh, but you know what, I'm not that rich. Well, I don't get access to banks at that hour.
They could be calling the phone bank though.
Yeah,
which is 24 hours.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they could say something like that, you know.
Yes, I need you to kindly transfer my money.
Yeah,
I know you understand kindly.
All of my money.
Yeah.
Man, these guys are just robbing me. Okay, so Alex just got away from the group.
Is she gonna shank that guy with her key?
Nah,
she'd be badass.
She ain't the killing kind. She ain't got it in her. See,
will later.
That's the area right there where you're supposed to park.
Okay.
That's the dead end you were talking about earlier.
Okay.
So watch where she drives off. Okay, so she's driving to the right, around the pyramid, turn to the right. The only way you can go is either that little parking lot right there,
yeah.
But you're gonna have to come all the way back to where you were, or you can go into the underground parking lot, and you're gonna have the way to exit to get out of there. You're gonna have to come back up to that part where you're at. So the guy would still have a shot on her.
He just slapped the shit out of that woman.
I'd have been like,
he gets all childish and starts poking her arm. I'm touching her.
I remember Last Action Hero. When the kid says, you harm a hair on her head. And the guy goes, stop. Grabs a hair on her head. And he looks at her and he goes,
psh. Snap. Yeah.
He's like, you were saying?
There's the roundhouse.
Yep. Oh, look at these motherfuckers. Oh, you're tough now.
So they're so with it. They're like, let's take our ties and tie them up.
I bet they were thinking about that the whole time. Like, you know, if I can get a hold of them, man, I'm going to tie them up with my tie.
What's funny is that, depending on how they tied that, that would probably be like the worst thing to tie somebody
yeah.
with.
Yeah. Ooh, jump sidekick. Dude, that would fuck your shit up right there if you kicked him right there in the chest. Yeah, right. That too right there.
Solar plexus.
Yeah. You get somebody like that right there, a spin kick like that, they're in for this
fucking guy. That guy wasn't even up. Like, I'm just going to punch your fucking old ass one more time.
I got to see that again. That's funny.
It's for no reason. You mouthed off to me earlier. Kiss my ass.
Bam. Fuck you. There it is again.
Oh,
is
okay.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Another shot of that. Bam. You see Chuck
Norris
there?
That's the greatest sound effect.
Look at that sweep. Watch. Damn.
Ah, it's nice.
Chuck Norris, man. He was quick, dude.
Wait, so why is that child here?
She's with her dad.
But I saw no other children at this dinner.
Oh, well, you know him. He's the kind of guy that would bring you know, well, she's probably spending the weekend with him. And he's like, oh, I can't just drop her off with a babysitter. You know,
right, I mean, like, he couldn't afford to hire a nanny or something. Like, hey, I've got this dinner. When we're doing that, you're in the room hanging out with, you know.
Maybe he's in a custody battle, you know. He's got to show what kind of dad he is, you know. Like, yeah, I'm bringing her with me. But the whole time he's annoyed with her.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a kid right there.
Wait.
She had a weird smile on her face, too. Watch. Right.
Oh, there is another child.
There's another one right there. Look at her smiling like that. Dude, that's weird. That's like fucking Megan, you know?
Uh-oh, look at that Camaro.
Yeah. Okay, so this is not the parking lot where that area, that the Solana Kirkwood resort is.
Okay.
That's a totally different parking lot. It's not what it looks like.
I'm guessing the parking lot that's actually there is a lot smaller.
It's, it just looks different.
Okay.
It doesn't look like this. The ceiling is definitely different. Because that looks like regular building ceiling.
Okay.
It's like all concrete, you know?
Okay.
Bam!
That guy's paralyzed.
Yeah.
Taking a boot to the spine.
Yeah, dude. Remember Dragon, the Bruce Lee story?
Yeah.
The guy kicked him like that too. Paralyzed him.
I don't remember that, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, dude. After he fights him, he's like, I beat him before. I beat him again. And yeah, like,
he squinted his eyes and everything. That was so real.
That's just how my eyes look, dude. I'm not being racist. But didn't you remember Dragon? You know, he's walking away. Bruce is walking away, and the guy gets up and like he kicks him in the back.
I haven't seen that movie in decades.
Oh man, he's like, and then he's in the hospital, and he tells Linda, he's like, "Shut up, get out, get out."
Just kick him in the throat.
Yeah, dude.
So now he's paralyzed and he can't breathe unless he's in like a machine of some sort.
Dude, guy's fucked up for life. He will remember the day he fucked with Walker, Texas Ranger.
Now, why doesn't he have a big-ass bruise right there on his cheek? Because that soldier took his ass out.
Yeah, he did. His face should be puffier than anything.
Yeah. You're welcome, Brian.
And you're under arrest. Walker knows everything.
And he just lets him walk away?
Yeah.
Go over there to that guy, he'll handcuff you.
Once you run, you seen me fight.
Yeah. And these guys have guns.
Look at that guy. What is this motherfucker doing? You see that Mexican?
Wait, so why are they walking Mitch Pileggi away without any kind of handcuffs on? Or is he cuffed in the front?
He's probably cuffed in the front. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that. You look gorgeous. Oh, yeah, she does.
I finally noticed.
Alex earlier was like, he was telling her, like, come on, let's go.
Right.
And she's like, I thought the party started at 8. He's like, it does. It's 8:15.
Right, yeah.
It's like, ooh, that pisses me off. Oh, she's all happy. You know, she made friends with CD, the little girl. Because earlier, she said, I wish I had a dad that was more like you. And he's like, oh, if I had a daughter, I wish she would be more like you, too.
And then she's hugging him. She's like, oh, you kind of stink. Did you shower today?
Damn.
Maybe I'm just old. That comes with age.
Yeah. I think CD smells like cologne, though.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see him like one.
But he probably has like coffee breath.
Yeah.
Smelling like old cheese.
CD's giving him a lecture. There's no mystery to it. On how to raise kids. Just put your arms around her and squeeze. She doesn't work for you. She's not on your schedule. And believe me, she's the most precious thing you'll ever have. There it is. That's how you treat kids.
I don't know about this music, though.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like that playful...
Yeah.
You know, man, Alex looks good. Even like when she's dressed down. Oh, whoa!
Yeah.
Look at those.
The whole episode. What's going on?
She is like turning it on for Chuck.
Yeah. Without you arresting
someone. You know Chuck has got to have hit that, right?
Supposedly he's loyal to his wife. I don't know. Maybe Trivette got in there.
Yeah. Oh, this is one of those ones where Trivette is the joke of... Oh, my... Dude, I'm sorry, but she'd be feeling it. She'd be feeling it if she was kissing me like that. So Trivette kind of got some inside information about stocks.
Yeah.
And he's all like, oh, you got to get on this. And it's for this guy right here. So maybe the stock's going to plunge.
Yeah, that's the implication.
Yeah.
your stock dropped because you don't go out in public.
So Trevette is the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
You see the way she leaned back and laughed? You know, she definitely would have felt it right
You think there. When she leaned back, she shoved her pelvis forward?
Yeah, that's what happens, right?
Gotcha.
She would have definitely felt it. Oh. I was like, yeah, that's the monster. I pull it out, you're going to do what it says. So that was Walker, Texas Ranger. What did you think of that one?
That was... I enjoyed that because of... What's her name, first off?
The Alex. The whole
episode. Alex, yeah.
Cherie Wilson.
God damn, my memory sucks. And just getting your running... Oh, and by the way, look at this area.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't normally get that.
Yeah, because I swear, when I watched it, I was just like... I was really like, oh my God. I know exactly that area. My footsteps are there. There you go. It was just like one of those. Like, holy shit. Like, you know... We see the courthouse that he's always in. That's downtown Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just over there last night, and so we can see that every day, right? You probably pass by it every day, right?
The courthouse,
yeah.
Especially if I'm delivering, yeah.
Yeah, so you see it every single day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if I go to downtown, I can see it. it's just like right up the road.
Yeah,
and so there's that, but there's also a thing of where. I used to work in this one area right here, mm-hmm. and I know that whole area like the back of my hand, you know? So that's what was so cool about this episode for me, you know? And, you know, I could take you over there right now and show you exactly where they filmed it, you know? You could see everything, so. But yeah, I love this episode.
That was a different experience. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
So, do you got anything else for this one?
No, but I'm over here like, what hospital is that? Like,
oh, this, I just watched the... Episode 25, season 6.
Yeah,
that's a. This one woman's having a wedding. She keeps getting into trouble because she's with Walker. You know, they're always doing these drug raids, drug busts, shit like that. And at the end of the episode, you know, Walker and Alex are about to hug, and you hear a gunshot,
mm-hmm.
and Alex gets shot.
No shit.
So it ends on a cliffhanger. Season 6 ends on a cliffhanger.
Damn. So there I am watching that on Saturday night going, wait, what the hell now?
Yeah.
Wait, and what?
I kind of like the acting in it, too.
What night did that show come on?
Saturday night.
That's when Nash Bridges came on, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and guess who's in it, too? It's this guy.
Is that Gary Sinise? Wait, no. Who is that guy?
He's the wedding planner.
Meanwhile, somebody else you just passed by looks familiar.
Yeah, you're about to see him here.
Was it Tobin Bell?
There we go, Tobin Bell.
Oh, shit.
And it's crazy that his episode gets a 2-episode arc. So just like the Saw movies, you know, they get so many. He gets extra episodes.
So he's just always looked like that.
Yeah.
Just his hair went gray.
Him, he also looked the same in Goodfellas.
He was in that?
Yeah.
He's
De Niro's parole officer guy.
Huh.
He's like, did you bring your check stubs? You know, he talks and shit. But watch Alex's acting right here. You know, it's like, damn, that's good acting. Look at her. Here it is right here. So Alex is walking towards Walker.
Wait, is that Tobin Bell going to shoot her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Look at that. Dude, look at that face.
Yeah, why did she look away, though?
Because she got shot.
Yeah, but she was like, oh, like something exploded in her face.
Well, I mean, have you ever been shot? I've been shot before. I mean, how do you react to a gunshot? You kind of like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just weird. No, I mean, I'm sorry. Let me walk back. So, yes, she is looking like, holy shit, that's looking real.
Look at that. Dude, she got, well, I don't know where she got shot at.
It looked like it was, I thought it was on her side.
Wait a minute. So he was looking at Walker this way, right? Oh,
so she got shot in the back.
So she got shot in the back.
She moved so fast, she couldn't... She got in the way of the bullet.
Look at that. That's how they ended season 6.
Oh, wait. So the next episode, season 7?
Season 7, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Part 2 of this one. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Was that the same year we had to wonder who shot Mr. Burns, or was that before?
Maybe.
Huh.
I don't know. This is so Dallas. So dramatic. Look at that. To be continued.
That's funny. Chuck and Aaron Norris.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's... I haven't watched that new one yet. So yeah, that's Walker, Texas Ranger. Money Talks aired on January 17th, 1998. What do you think you were doing?
January 98, I was probably at school.
So was I.
I was down in Steamboat.
I think I was in 96. I think I was a sophomore.
Different schools.
Maybe yes. Freshman year going into sophomore year.
Why the hell do we have a 3-month, 4-month gap here?
Oh, because I was watching this 15 and this is 25.
Oh, okay, you know, so okay.
Because I watched the episodes in between.
Gotcha.
And, you know, whenever I'm watching them on iTunes, I'll just delete the episodes so I can, you know, they hide, you know.
I gotcha.
Hidden. That way I know which episode I'm on.
I'm slow and I didn't pay attention that the episode numbers are actually in front of me.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. 15 to 25. So, damn, they had 10 episodes in between there?
Yeah. I guess
that works out. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways, I think that's that for this episode.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to come up with a slogan for the Walker episodes. May the eyes of the ranger be upon you when you're in Texas.
Yeah, that's just him. Yep.
I've copied the Roundhouse Roulette. The Roundhouse Roulette slogan.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy.
I'm going to be like Thor. Slam my hammer down. Yeah. What? No, those guys do it perfectly. I swear to God, I can't top them. You know, because I thought we were doing, because we were doing all the episodes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then Roundhouse Roulette came in, and I was just like, I went, yeah. Like, God damn, they do it so much better than we do. So
there's some real production going on.
Yeah.
Over there. Matter of fact, the first time I listened to the Quentin Tarantino podcast, I'm like, did you steal the Roundhouse Roulette guitar sound?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it sounds the same. I haven't heard them back to back, but I'm like, wait.
Well, there's this, like, dun, 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 dun. It was on Kill Bill, the guitar one.
Okay.
It's like, dun, 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 dun. It sounded like one of the Kill Bills. I think it's two. But, yeah, they reused some of the music from, I think they even used some of the Jackie Brown music.
That would make sense.
So there's that right there.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know us. You know our name, and we'll catch you on the next one.
I want something other than bicy. I
you got to think of the new one.
It'll come to me one day.
Okay. All right. Later.
Yeah.
Look at the way the golf cart goes, watch.
You're trying to convince him to suck his dick? Wait, what?